Big Cable's home internet will put you through the stages of grief, like denial.
My introductory rate is over, but surely they won't raise the price.
Or anger.
They've raised it.
But with T-Mobile 5G home internet, you get our price lock guarantee, so we won't raise your rate for internet ever. And it's just $50 a month with autopay and eligible payment method. Check availability today.
Price lock exclusions like taxes and fees apply. Qualifying credit required. Regulatory fees included in $50 price for qualified accounts, plus $5 per month without autopay. Debit or bank account required.
Nissan's electric vehicles run on a special electricity. Not the electricity that turns on light bulbs or runs through your outlets. I'm talking that spine-tingling goosebump feeling that electrifies your body and soul. It could be the simple win of leaving on time for your morning commute or scoring the largest deal of your career. Nissan is continuously evolving and changing the game through electric vehicle engineering. Because the electricity of their cars not only moves engines, it also moves the emotions of those who drive them. To learn more about Nissan's electric vehicle lineup, visit www.nissanusa.com.
Hey, this is Tanya Rad from the Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad podcast. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Yan Mi Park was born in 1993 and in 2007 fled from North Korea. What we're about to hear is Yan Mi's story, one she gave to a group of students at the Young Americas Foundation in Santa Barbara, California. Let's take a listen.
I still get very nervous when I'm about to give speeches, and there's one thought that comforts me is, right, even if I mess it up there, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be executed. So what do I have to lose, right? Thank you. Thank you. Today in my hotel room, there was an air conditioner, and there was a heater in the bathroom. There's a carpet, and there's a bed, and looking at the swimming pool. I was thinking, even pinching myself, am I dreaming? Is this some like different planet? Because the world that I grew up in North Korea, nothing resembles what we see here today. Today, I was thinking about my friends, my family members that I left behind in North Korea right now, what would they be doing tonight? They would be eating grasshoppers. They would be eating cockroaches. They would be eating anything they could find. In North Korea, children eating even mud. And parents tell the children, if you eat the mud, you're gonna go to the bathroom and you're gonna die. And people still eat the mud, even they know they're gonna die. And the reason why we are suffering and why we are starving is because that we have the government, the biggest government that you can imagine. I'm very spiritual, and one day I asked God, like, God, you know everything that is happening. Like, why do you let North Korea exist? Why do you let this happening? Sometimes I can't understand. And one day I understood finally. He wanted us to see what it looks like when individuals give their rights, all of their rights and freedom to governments, and what the government does that with. I came to America and I went to Columbia University. And in my classrooms, the professors were telling me how I need to be, stay outraged, how I should stay angry and stay woke because of the injustice, the white men that causing in this world. And I was thinking, like, are you a psychopath? You got to be a psychopath. Do you have any idea, even right now in the 21st century, 4 billion human beings are not free? And most of people still struggle to find a basic need to survive. We live in the best nation, the best country that's ever existed in the entire human history and in the entire world. And if you cannot be happy with it, I don't know, you need to go to North Korea then. Thank you. So, it's very surreal right now. I'm standing in this room full of American bastards who was my sworn enemy. I learned in my school from my teachers that Americans are bastards, and it's a one word. And even in my math book, they were saying there are 4 American bastards. You killed 2 of them. How many American bastards left to kill? This is a math question for a child. So now I'm here. I'm with the most amazing bastards you can imagine. Thank you. And like that, our worldview was so simple. They brainwashed us that we are so lucky that we had our dear leader who was chosen by this universe, who was a god. And one thing that North Korea did was they eliminated all the religion, and especially they persecuted entire Christians. And then what Kim Il-sung did was he became God. He copied the Bible and told us that he loved us so much, he gave us his son, Kim Il-sung, and his body dies, but he can read our minds, and his spirit is with us forever. So with that brainwashing, I had no idea the world like this existed. By the time when I was 13 years old, I couldn't find any more food to survive. And we are the same people with the South Koreans, but we are average 3 to 5 inch shorter than South Koreans because of malnutrition. And luckily, I was living in the border town, and at nighttime, I saw the lights coming from China. And I was 13 years old in 2007. My sister escaped first when she was 16 years old. I wanted to go with her, and I couldn't go because I had a huge bad stomachache. My parents took me to hospital, and you expect, I mean, this is a socialist paradise, right? There's a free healthcare, free education, free housing. I mean, everything is free. But nothing works. There's no x-rays. They use the beer bottles as a drop. A nurse uses 1 liter to inject every single patient. And people cut their bones without any anesthesia. Doctor just opened my belly that afternoon without any painkiller. And then he thought I was had some appendix. And obviously when he opened it wasn't, I was just malnutrition and I had an infection, but he still removed my appendix. So I'm gonna swim when I go back. So I learned that from America, by the way, swim culture. I have a lot of people to sue. I need to sue Kim Jong-un, I need to sue Xi Jinping, a lot of people I need to sue after this. Thank you.
Yeonmi Park's story continues here on Our American Stories. Here at Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little. Give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
At Ford, we pride ourselves on building strong, capable vehicles. But we're only as strong as the people who drive them. People like you, who don't just see an F-150 or a Ford Super Duty, but see what they can build with it. Who look at a 450-horsepower Mustang and envision where it could take them. Or see the new Bronco or Bronco Sport and think, what that thing needs is an off-road dirt bath. Because built Ford proud is more than just a set of words. It's a pact between us, our drivers, and what we can do together. And we'll do it. Built Ford proud.
Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Horsepower and torque ratings based on premium fuel per SAE J1349. Always consult the owner's manual before off-road driving. Know your terrain and trail difficulty and use appropriate safety gear. Ford is committed to the preservation of the environment and treading lightly.
Introducing the new Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds. With groundbreaking Bose immersive audio. Ever been completely taken by a song? When the music really hits you, the beat drops, and suddenly, you're in it. Entranced. Can't help but surrender to the moment. That's the feeling of Bose immersive audio. The realest sound there is. Breakthrough spatialized sound makes your music bigger, richer, and more spacious than ever. It takes what you're hearing out of your head and places it just in front of you for more richness and spaciousness. You can only get sound like this with Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds. It's everything music should make you feel, taken to new highs. It's a totally new experience that lets you feel your music like never before. Bose Immersive Audio, now available in Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and earbuds. Dive in deeper at Bose.com/iHeart.
It's hard to narrow it down to just a few things to love about the holidays. Want to know a little secret? The Home Depot has the holidays covered, and that includes bigger and bolder holiday decor at amazing prices. From a perfectly lit tree to a wonderfully designed fireplace to some of the most fun decor ever, yard inflatables, like the Home Depot's 9-foot Grinch-stealing Christmas inflatable. Yes, 9 feet of amazing. How amazing, you ask? People will be driving by your house really slowly just to take a picture. That's how amazing. While a 9-foot Grinch inflatable is stealing Christmas, you'll be stealing the show in your neighborhood. And all for an amazing price. So get to the Home Depot this holiday season. Your go-to place to get holiday ready.
And we return to Our American Stories. You've been listening to North Korean defector Yeonmi Park, who's been describing what her life was like in her communist country, where everything was free, including health care. She just described how a stomach infection caused by starvation and malnutrition put her in the hospital, where a single needle is used on every patient, an empty beer bottle substitute as IV bags. In spite of this, the North Korean doctors chose to remove Yeonmi's perfectly healthy appendix without any painkiller. Let's return to her story.
After this surgery, there was on the way to the bathroom. We don't, of course, have an indoor bathroom, right? We have an outdoor bathroom, we have to go. There were these piles of human bodies or dead. And this is not something I see for the first time. But you see these children trying to catch these rats, eating human eyes first. Do you know when we die? Rats eat our eyes first because that's the softest tissue that we have. And these women that I don't know how old she was, wearing these flower pattern pants, her eyes open, and her eyes are open because our eyes are out. There's the one thing that we do is, when North Koreans die, they cannot even close their eyes because they don't have any strength to even use that muscle. And then when these children eat these human beings, those children die from this some disease that rats carry. And then they eat us back, this like cycle going back and forth, being eaten by rats, and they eat us back. That's when I realized, no matter what it takes, I'm going to escape from North Korea. I found a lady who wanted to help me to go to North Korea, and at the point, it didn't occur to me why would this lady helping me to escape. I crossed the frozen river when I was 13 years old with my mother to China. And the first thing I see was my mother being raped. And the saddest thing about being a North Korean is you don't even know the word rape. The regime doesn't teach us these vocabularies, right? How can you be raped in the socialist paradise? How can you be depressed in the socialist paradise? So therefore, they eliminated these words from our dictionary. No word for liberty. There's no word for freedom, human rights, depression. And of course, there's no word for gay. It's like a different planet. And then I was like 50 pounds or something. I was 13. And we realized the reason we went to China was these Chinese men, there were more than 30 million men right now in China cannot find wives because of the one-child policy. More girls got aborted than boys, and men cannot find women. So there's a huge demand to buy North Korean girls as sex slaves. So they sold my mother, who was 41 years old, to $65. And they sold me for just over $200 because I was virgin and I was 13 years old, a child. The phone that I have in my hand costs more than my own price. And the most saddest part thing that I'm standing here today is, while eating steak, while eating this food, there are 300,000 North Korean women right now in China are being sold. One place that buys North Korean women is buying them and taking their organs out and kill them. Second place that they buy North Korean women is, you know, brothels. And women resist, so they give the drugs to girls. They usually last about 3 to 6 months. This is what North Korean women go through. But even that is not safe. The Chinese government catch them and sending back to North Korea. It's like catching a Jew and sending them to a concentration camp. So the only way I could have survived was escaping from China again. So where do I go? Luckily, for some reason, I was saved by missionaries from South Korea. They were truly God's people, and they came risking their lives and told us there was a way out of North Korea, which means crossing frozen Gobi Desert by foot in minus 40 degrees. Luckily, as you can see, I'm not the biggest person, but for some miracle, I got saved and I crossed the frozen Gobi Desert, and eventually I was sent to South Korea. Only about 207 North Korean defectors made it to America over the last 80 years. It shows how impossible to escape from that country. It's so interesting. I came to America. Initially, I started my activism to save my people, to tell the world what's happening. And I thought, like, if we oppose slavery that happened 200 years ago, obviously we're going to oppose it right now if it's happening right now, right? And that's what I thought too. As soon as I was going around talking to the New York Times and talking to these people, actually, so funny, I came to Santa Barbara 5 years ago, invited by Jeff Bezos to attend at the Four Seasons to talk about my story. I talked with the most prominent people in the world and told them, this is what's happening to my people. If you can stand up for the girls who were captured by ISIS or Boko Haram, can you be a voice for North Korean women too? And you know what they said? Don't tell anybody that you know me, because they have business in China. Nobody in free world wants to fight for North Korean women. And not only that, now because I say big government sucks, that socialism is evil, Now I became the enemy of the woke. It's such a, it's an interesting word. So I really want, one thing I wanted to realize is that, do you know how North Korea became how it is today? When Kim Il-sung came in the 1950s, he made one promise to North Korean people. I'm going to feed you rice and meat stew each meal. And I'm going to get rid of all the inequality. If I do that, why don't you give me all your land and all your rights? So what you know, North Korean people did that. We wanted no inequality, so we gave our land, our rights to this one guy. For that little price, he took everything from us, and he did not give us anything back. The only reason that Kim Jong-un stays in power is because of Chinese Communist Party. Without Chinese Communist Party supporting North Korea for just 1 week, the regime would collapse. So who is accountable is Chinese Communist Party. And if we hold them accountable, we can save North Korean people.
And you've been listening to Yeonmi Park tell the story, the harrowing story of life in North Korea. Particularly what that means to women. The odds of getting sold off to slavery are high. Sex slavery still in the 21st century. You're hearing it firsthand, folks. And the anguish in her voice as she shares these stories, a cry for help in the West of what's happening in the East. Asian upon Asian atrocity, right? The dear leader of North Korea offering to the people of his country the absence of inequality, if only they'll surrender their land and rights. And of course, look what happened ever since. When we come back, more of this remarkable tale, this lesson in what happens when we lose our rights and freedoms here on Our American Stories.
Introducing the new Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds. With groundbreaking Bose immersive audio. Ever been completely taken by a song? When the music really hits you, the beat drops, and suddenly you're in it. Entranced. Can't help but surrender to the moment. That's the feeling of Bose immersive audio. The realest sound there is. Breakthrough spatialized sound makes your music bigger, richer, and more spacious than ever. It takes what you're hearing out of your head and places it just in front of you for more richness and spaciousness. You can only get sound like this with Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds. It's everything music should make you feel, taken to new highs. It's a totally new experience that lets you feel your music like never before. Bose Immersive Audio, now available in Quiet Comfort Ultra headphones and earbuds. Dive in deeper at Bose.com/iHeart.
It's hard to narrow it down to just a few things to love about the holidays. Want to know a little secret? The Home Depot has the holidays covered, and that includes bigger and bolder holiday decor at amazing prices. From a perfectly lit tree to a wonderfully designed fireplace to some of the most fun decor ever, yard inflatables, like the Home Depot's 9-foot Grinch-stealing Christmas inflatable. Yes, 9 feet of amazing. How amazing, you ask? People will be driving by your house really slowly just to take a picture. That's how amazing. While a 9-foot Grinch inflatable is stealing Christmas, you'll be stealing the show in your neighborhood. And all for an amazing price. So get to the Home Depot this holiday season. Your go-to place to get holiday ready.
Gotta say, it's good to be a rat. Yeah, just eating and living and eating some more. You know what my favorite thing is?
Pray tell.
Rent-free living.
Oh, you know what my favorite thing is?
Lay it on me.
Knowing that just briefly hearing one of us scurrying around in the wall will consume someone's mind to the point of tortured obsession.
Ooh, that's diabolical.
Then, once I have their attention, I like to go real quiet for a while to make them wonder if they heard what they thought they heard. Then repeat that cycle over and over again.
Ooh, sounds like a real emotional roller coaster ride.
Exactly. I like to think it makes them feel alive.
Whoa, do you hear that?
What is that?
Sounds like ominous music.
Rat problem? Not anymore. Tomcat kills, prevents. Makes your rat problem go away.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament begins November 3rd on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Companies that hire skills first find top talent faster and more efficiently, which makes those companies more likely to succeed. 110 connects companies and Black talent with the skills to do the job. No 4-year degree required. IT experts who make systems more secure. Project managers who increase efficiency and cut costs. And thousands more who can help your company thrive. Hire skills with 110. Higher returns for your business. Learn more at 110.org.
And we return to Our American Stories in Yanmi Park's story. And my goodness, we've done some remarkable pieces from immigrants telling the stories of escaping from the torture chambers of Fidel Castro and life from places like Venezuela. But this one, this is as bad as it gets. Let's return to Yanmi Park.
It costs right now about $1,900 to rescue North Korean defector to freedom. But unfortunately, that route even got canceled because of the pandemic and the development of the AI, the China facial recognition. It became impossible to bring any North Korean out of North Korea or get them out of China. So basically, North Korea, who cannot even feed its own people, bought this technology from China and installed them in the border. So they have the AI recognition, facial recognition cameras all around the country. And they put the landmines to entire border of North with China. So Kim Jong-un made the whole country a concentration camp. He put the electrified wire fences, entire border, and landmines and machine guns. And China's side, they did the exact same. So at this point, rescuing any North Korean became impossible. So whenever in America I came, and people in Manhattan living in the best city in the world telling me passionately how America is so bad. So I asked them, so what is it so bad about America that you hate so much? And they say, you know what? We have inequality in this country. It's like, that's an amazing thing that you can rise to compared to other people. The enemy is a poverty, not inequality. I mean, really completely honest without. Maybe we need a brain surgery. I don't know. I every classroom at Columbia I was going, and these kids, vegans, right? And going on this juice cleanse. $20 per bottle bought in Soho, wearing this like $50 yoga pants, and telling me how capitalism is so evil and free market is so evil and America is so evil. And but they got to be smart. They come to very good schools, right? They took the history lessons. I haven't gone to American middle school and high school, elementary school, so maybe something is wrong with this country's education system. I think that's the only thing I can think of. They really get brainwashed. Oh, I love books. It's the best thing that's ever created, I think. I used to say, of course, like George Orwell's book, 1984, Animal Farm, that changed my life. But I love books, and I think I just more people read books instead of going on TikTok and Instagram. it's a shame. Even I have to go on like social media. I'm not on TikTok, but to relay my message. But I think I cannot believe that the shallowness and how people do not even know the basic things anymore. So only thing you can do is, I guess, we have to pray. We need some power, some help from higher place at this point, and hoping for the best. Thank you. Yeah. I became American this year, and it's a, I know, it's, I know, it's to me, like, becoming an American is, like, worth more than winning billion lottery tickets. So I used to, so it bothered me, like, how can you be not jumping up and down every second that you live in America? And so when people see how much they are so angry, I'm like, yeah, you need to go to North Korea. Yes. I love people in North Korea, and I love Chinese people, obviously. I love all the people. But, you know, after you go through all of that, I feel like I lived like at least 1,000 years by now. So whatever I've got afterwards is some kind of bonus life. And so I wouldn't mind even if I get killed for fighting what I believe right. And that'd be a glorious life. To me now, home is America, and I'm ready to die for this country too. Thank you. Thank you. I think when I hear this word, freedom is not free, it's very true, because it took entire my family's lives for me to have this voice today. Because I spoke up, and Kim Jong-un not only putting me on his killing list, but he took entire my 3 generations family's lives with him. So I think that's the reason why I'm warning America right now. The consequences of us standing up for truth right now is maybe losing jobs, maybe getting harassed on Twitter, getting canceled, maybe deplatformed. But that is going to go to the extent of like becoming like China, North Korea, where they're going to kill 3 generations family if one person dissents. And I think that's why we need to fight back before it's too late. A lot of people actually even ask me, like, how are you not crazy? Like, how are you sane? I mean, they somehow expect a survivor going through something like that. And then they expect us to be damaged. And I found that very interesting. I was writing my first book, and I had an agent in New York, and she was telling me, Yumi, you're traumatized. You need to go see a therapist. So I asked, like, what is therapist, right? Like, to a North Korean, I mean, this is like fifth dimension thing. And then she's like, it's somewhere you go and tell them, like, complaining about your feelings and how you feel so bad. And then this something called PTSD is a real thing. You need to cure it. I asked, like, is it free? I said, no, of course not. It's like, she's going to charge you $250 per hour. And like, of course, I didn't have that money, but a second of what I thought. So if I had gone through all of that, and all I'm going to be doing now is going to complaining about it, why did I even survive it, like, in the first place? But I think also, this is why I keep talking to people, is that I think having the perspective, I mean, even knowing what trauma is a privilege, right? If we really want to talk about privilege, that's the thing. If you know you're depressed, if you know you're oppressed even, that's a privilege. People in North Korea does not know what oppression is. They do not know that they are oppressed. And when people say they are oppressed in America, I'm like, you are not oppressed, right? That's not like the people who can know. So I think keeping that perspective, where I came from, and how can I be even grateful for this air, for this freedom. I never have to worry about getting executed tonight. That helps. I think that's what we need in this country to keep going, that keeping the perspective, that how lucky we are.
And a terrific job on the production and editing by Greg Hengler. A special thanks to Yanmi Park for sharing her story and the Young Americas Foundation for providing this story. It's so important that all Americans not only listen to this, but share it. Her dear leader in North Korea, who had promised to end inequality, well, he turned our nation, our country, into a concentration camp, Yanmi said. The enemy isn't inequality, she added, it's poverty. Her favorite books, it turns out, 1984 in Animal Farm by George Orwell. Becoming an American citizen, well, it's worth more than a billion lottery tickets. I'm living a bonus life. The story of Yanmi Park, a story of freedom, here on Our American Stories.
Introducing Uber Teen Accounts, an Uber account for your teen with always-on enhanced safety features. Your teen can request a ride when you can't take them. You'll get real-time notifications along the way. Your teen can feel a sense of independence. You can follow their entire route on a live tracking map. Your teen will get assigned the top-rated drivers.
Thank you.
You will get peace of mind. Add your teen to your Uber account today. Available in select locations. See app for details.
Crypto is like the financial system, but different. It doesn't care where you come from, what you look like, your credit score, or your outrageous food delivery habits. Crypto is finance for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Kraken, see what crypto can be. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss. Cryptocurrency services are provided to U.S. and U.S. territory customers by Payward Ventures, Inc., PVI. DBA Kraken. View PVI's disclosures at kraken.com/legal/disclosures.
Hey, hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.